Greetings, I'm Rose. I'm very grateful to be invited to collaborate with and contribute to this vital work that calls us into deeper responsibility to this planet. The compilation of this material is largely influenced by my training in Western herbalism, a lineage of herbal medicine mainly practiced in industrialized English-speaking areas. Western herbalism is informed by a number of influences, namely European folk medicine, ancient Greek medicine, and certain aspects of traditional Chinese and Ayurvedic medicine. It is an imperfect and evolving system that in some ways has been severed from its roots. It is a lineage that contains many complexities and potentially problematic aspects, as many of us do, in that it has incorporated the medicine of many plants native to Turtle Island, also called North America, of which knowledge, practice, and use came with or without consent from indigenous peoples, and almost invariably within a context of violence, genocide, and displacement. This offering reflects a dissonance I feel present in Western herbalism, the intention to seek and sow healing and repair through the vehicle of plant medicine while living, growing, and practicing on land harmed by a legacy of colonization and violence. In my understanding, there is no easy solution to the dissonance. It is something we, especially those of us from European heritage, must be willing to listen to day after day. It is long, slow, generational work that we are called to carry forward, knowing that in our lifetime we will likely not see the fruits of the seeds we sow. The plants that have called out to me to be featured in this offering are plants whose species are native to both Turtle Island as well as many other parts of the planet. This nod at universality is not an effort to bypass the previously mentioned dissonance and harm. It is a kind of meditation on it, and a reflection of what I feel I can authentically speak to. I come from a lineage of training in Western herbalism, as well as a remembered lineage of wise women, witches, and European folk medicine, whose relationship with these plants lives in my bones. As a white woman, I hold the identity of the people who have perpetrated much harm and violence on this continent. I have currently been living on unceded land, tended by the Southern Pomo and Coast Miwok people. With the exception of juniper, these plants have species native to the bioregion I currently call home and am in daily relationship with. Ultimately, as I understand it, the most potent medicine comes with being in relationship to the plants themselves. I cannot emphasize this enough. It is something I have heard again and again from my teachers, and its truth comes slowly, as such universal truths often do. As many medicine traditions across time and space have practiced, the plants are sentient beings with living intelligence. We can speak to them, ask them for help, be in conversation with them, in reciprocity with them. This wisdom continues to integrate and inform me. Cultivating relationship with plants is deepening my aliveness and my humanity. Thank you.